Hello and a very warm welcome. You're watching World News Live right here on Press TV. Now, Iranians are marking the passing anniversary of the founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Sayyid Ruhollah Khomeini. Now, senior officials will attend a ceremony at Imam Khomeini's shrine that's south of Tehran. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is expected to make a speech at the ceremony. Now, every year, many Iranians from across the country come to the shrine to remember the late leader. Ayatollah Khomeini passed away in 1989 at the age of 87. He led a revolution that toppled the former U.S.-backed government in 1979. And now, out of Tehran, we're joined by Press TV correspondent Gisu Misha Ahmadi. Gisu, can you tell us about the turnout so far at the ceremony and the latest, please?
Well, as it is expected, people are trickling in to it's actually the tomb of Imam Khomeini, the late founder of the Islamic Revolution. There will be a very big ceremony, as it is the case every year, to remember the late Imam Khomeini. And, of course, also we're expecting leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, to deliver a speech. Well, as you know, this is a very important event every year for Iranians. It's one of the most important gatherings. We have people coming from all over Iran here to attend the ceremony, Daniel.
Right, Gisu, and I've heard reports that a lot of Iranians actually come, they make the trek on foot or by bicycle. Is that true?
Yes, that is very true. Like I said, this is a very important ceremony for those who attend it, and it's very important for them to actually remember the late Imam Khomeini and to renew actually their vows with the values of the Islamic Revolution and the values that Imam Khomeini is a symbol of and that they want to uphold.
Thank you, Gisu. We'll check in with you later. That's Gisu Misha Ahmadi keeping us updated from Imam Khomeini's shrine in the south of Tehran.